For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Questions of a payment by President Trump's lawyer to an adult film star had nothing to do with the presidential campaign, according to Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway.
This was a private matter, had nothing to do with campaign funds, that there is an NDA in full force and effect he believes that Ms. Daniels and her lawyer have violated. That may go to arbitration. He also repeats that this is a false claim, and he also says that Michael Cohen had basically discretion authority to use funds that had nothing to do with the campaign.
Conway appears on CBS's Face the Nation. The number of homes destroyed by lava oozing from cracks in Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has climbed to 9. More than 1,700 people have been evacuated. 2 new volcanic fissures have opened up near the community of Leilani Estates on the Big Island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Pro-life forces are waiting to see if a tough new law will survive. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
There's a new law in Iowa that effectively bans all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, making it the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. It prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that is usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Iowa Planned Parenthood is vowing to file a lawsuit against the governor for signing it into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president's nominee to head up the CIA has reportedly launched a behind-the-scenes effort to soften her image ahead of what could be a very contentious confirmation hearing this week. In private meetings with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Gina Haspel is reportedly saying she would fight any effort to revive the brutal detention and interrogation program launched after the 9/11 terror attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man's lifelong love of a fast food item has earned him a distinction that may never be matched, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
For Don Gorski of Madison, Wisconsin, it all began in the early 1970s when this commercial, like the sandwich it's heralding, was new.
To all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Now, over 4 decades later, Gorski holds the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs consumed. On Friday, he ate his 30,000th Big Mac at the same McDonald's location in Madison where he first tried the sandwich. Gorski was in the movie Super Size Me, where he said about 90% of his diet is Big Macs. He also proposed to his wife in the parking lot of his local McDonald's. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters in California created their own protesters for blocking traffic. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
People protesting the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man by Sacramento police in March blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds yesterday, leading some drivers to confront the protesters.
I'm hostage. That's not right. And if I run somebody down like some damn crazy folks in these other southern states, then I'd be liable.
Linda Dotson was driving through the area and says she supports Black Lives Matter, but was frustrated with protesters blocking traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.